In the weeks that followed, Sam came to look forward to these walks with what appeared at first a mild anticipation, then a moderate enthusiasm, and finally, a blazing eagerness. He took to going off unaccompanied for longer and longer stretches of time. At first, it was for several hours in the morning, then morning and evening. Later, he stayed away all day and on occasion a day and a night. At the end of the third week, Yama and Ratri discussed it on the porch in the early hours of morning.
"This thing I do not like," said Yama. "We cannot insult him by forcing our company upon him now, when he does not wish it. But there is danger out there, especially for one born again such as he. I would that we knew how he spends his hours."
"But whatever he does, it is helping him to recover," said Ratri, gulping a sweetmeat and waving a fleshy hand. "He is less withdrawn. He speaks more, even jesting. He drinks of the wine we bring him. His appetite is returning."
"Yet, if he should meet with an agent of Trimurti, the final doom may come to pass."
Ratri chewed slowly. "It is not likely, though, that such should be abroad in this country in these days," she stated. "The animals will see him as a child and will not harm him. Men would consider him a holy hermit. The demons fear him of old, and so respect him." But Yama shook his head.
"Lady, it is not so simple. Though I have dismantled much of my machinery and hidden it hundreds of leagues from here, such a massive trafficking of energies as I employed cannot have passed unnoticed. Sooner or later, this place will be visited. I used screens and baffling devices, but this general area must have appeared in certain quarters as though the universal fire did a dance upon the map. Soon we must move on. I should prefer to wait until our charge is fully recovered, but..."
"Could not certain natural forces have produced the same energy effects as your workings?"
"Yes, and they do occur in this vicinity, which is why I chose it as our base. So it may well be that nothing will come of it. Still, I doubt this. My spies in the villages report no unusual activities now. But on the day of his return, riding upon the crest of the storm, some say the thunder chariot passed, hunting through the heavens and across the countryside. This was far from here, but I cannot believe that there was no connection."
"Yet it has not returned."
"Not that we know of, but I fear."
"Then let us depart at once. I respect your forebodings too well. You have more of the power upon you than any other among the fallen. For me it is a great strain even to assume a pleasing shape for more than a few minutes."
"What powers I possess," said Yama, refilling her teacup, "are intact because they were not of the same order as yours."
He smiled then, showing even rows of long, brilliant teeth. This smile caught at the edge of a scar upon his left cheek and reached up to the corner of his eye. He winked to put a period to it and continued,
"Much of my power is in the form of knowledge, which even the lords of karma could not have wrested from me. The power of most of the gods, however, is predicated upon a special physiology, which they lose in part when incarnated into a new body. The mind, somehow remembering, after a time alters any body to a certain extent, engendering a new homeostasis, permitting a gradual return of power. Mine does return quickly, though, and it is with me fully now. But even if it were not, I have my knowledge to use as a weapon, and that is a power." Ratri sipped her tea.
"Whatever its source, if your power says move, then move we must. How soon?"
Yama opened a pouch of tobacco and rolled a cigarette as he spoke. His dark, supple fingers, she noted, always had about their movement that which was like the movements of one who played upon an instrument of music. I should say let us not tarry here more than another week or 10 days. We must wean him from this countryside by then. She nodded.
Where to, then?
Some small southern kingdom, perhaps, where we may come and go undisturbed. He lit the cigarette, breathed smoke.
I've a better idea, said she.
Know that under a mortal name am I mistress of the Palace of Kama in Kaipur.
The fornicatorium, madam?
She frowned.
As such is it often known to the vulgar. And do not call me madam in the same breath. Smacks of an ancient jest. It is a place of rest, pleasure, holiness, and much of my revenue. There, I feel, would be a good hiding place for our charge while he makes his recovery and we our plans.
Yama slapped his thigh. Aye. Who would think to look for the Buddha in a whorehouse? Good, excellent. To Kaipur, then, dear goddess. To Kaipur and the Palace of Love.
She stood and stamped her sandal upon the flagstones. I will not have you speak that way of my establishment.
He dropped his eyes, and with pain dropped the grin from his face. He stood then and bowed. I apologize, dear Ratri, but the revelation came so sudden. He choked then and looked away. When he looked back, he was full of sobriety and decorum. He continued, that I was taken aback by the apparent incongruity. Now, though, I do see the wisdom of the thing. It is a most perfect cover-up, and it provides you both with wealth and, what is more important, with a source of privy information among the merchants, warriors, and priests. It is an indispensable part of the community. It gives you status and a voice in civil affairs. Being a god is one of the oldest professions in the world. It is only fitting, therefore, that we fallen ones take umbrage within the pale of another venerable tradition. I salute you. I give thanks for your wisdom and forethought. I do not slander the enterprises of a benefactor and co-conspirator. In fact, I look forward to the visit.
She smiled and seated herself once more. I accept your well-oiled apology, O son of the serpent. In any event, it is too difficult to remain angry with you. Pour me some more tea, please.
They reclined, Ratri sipping her tea, Yama smoking.
In the distance, a storm front drew a curtain across half the prospect. The sun still shone upon them, however, and a cool breeze.